I want to first thank Sermon Audio for enabling broadcasters to make comments on certain articles posted on their website. It is my humble honor to have that opportunity, and if it was not for Sermon Audio, I would not have the opportunity to do so. It is a wonderful, wonderful ministry, and we have been so blessed to have come across them. But this particular article that I'm commenting on originally was located at christianpost.com, and the title of the article is Modern Youth Ministry, Unbiblical Ministry Leader Claims. Scott Brown, who is also a broadcaster on Sermon Audio and the director of the National Center for Family Integrated Churches, says this: philosophy and practice of comprehensive, age-segregated, programmatic youth ministry is contrary to the ministry patterns of Christ. Modern youth ministry is also inherently destructive in its impact. It divides the church by creating generational division and multiple cultures instead of a unified body, he maintained. Now, Mr. Brown is exactly right here. I may be clear about that. Youth ministries are not found in the Bible. The models are not found in the Bible. They are not taught by Christ. It is really a phenomenon that has occurred in the last 4 or 5 decades here in America and around the world. And we will explain the reasons for that a little bit later. I want to also thank Pastor Peter Gordon from Free Grace Church in Scotland. He made similar comments on this article, which you can also find on Sermon Audio. And they are very, very good comments. I would encourage you to listen to those. And I wholeheartedly agree with Pastor Gordon as well, my brother from Scotland. Now, when we talk about youth ministry, we are really talking about a sacred cow here. The denominations have embraced youth ministry like nothing else. For the last 3 decades, we have trained more pastors in youth ministry than ever before. We literally spend millions and millions of dollars on youth ministry materials, vacation Bible school materials. The denomination that I'm a part of, the Baptist denomination, the Southern Baptist denomination, their flagship publisher, it is just inundated with children activities, children studies, youth groups. And you have to ask yourself, why have we gone this route, especially something that is extra biblical? And what that means is it's not in the Bible. We have nothing to look at, nothing to point to on how to do this. And because of that, we have to be very careful. And I believe that's why we've really messed this up. So many of us have. Now, let me be clear here. I'm not one that's going to sit here and say you absolutely can never do youth events or youth training. I believe there are churches that are doing this the right way. Now, granted, I believe there are few and far between. Just for openness, I will tell you that I attend a church that is a broadcaster here on Sermon Audio, and you can find their sermons at preachthetruth.org. And they have a youth ministry. But I will tell you that we have started to lean towards more of family integrated services, and our youth ministries have been limited. I will tell you that my children are being taught very sound things in youth ministry, but that is backed up by what they are taught at home. The biggest issue with youth ministries is it has taken over the primary teaching of our children, and that is not biblical. The Bible clearly tells fathers to teach their children and to raise their children in the things of the Lord. It is the responsibility of fathers and parents to teach their children. And I fear that we have gone the way of youth ministries like we have everything else in our society. You take your kids to the public schools and just give them to the teachers and let them teach them. You take your kids to the coach and you let the coach teach them a certain sport. You take your kids to the daycare and you let daycare raise them. And we treat youth ministry very, very similar. We drop them off at vacation Bible school. We drop them off at youth ministry and we go our separate ways and we just trust that the kids are going to be taught what they need to be taught. Let me be very clear here. If you are to trust your children with anyone beside yourself, whether it's a youth pastor or pastor, but if you are trusting your children to be taught the things of God with anyone other than yourself, you are in sin. You are not obeying the commands of God. It is perfectly okay, I believe, If my child wants to go to a youth event that is being supervised by an adult, but do not expect your child to be taught the things of the Lord. I don't mind children going bowling with other children. I don't mind children going to a camp. But what I do mind is when we use that as the primary means of teaching our children. And that is what is happening in America, especially today. Segregated age groups are not found anywhere in the Bible. We are operating against the biblical model of family discipleship. And thirdly, it just hasn't worked. It doesn't take long to look at the research. In the last 30 years, we have trained more youth pastors than ever before, but our baptisms have declined. One study I saw said that by a child's sophomore year in college, we are losing 88% of them that grew up in the church. Meaning, children grow up through youth groups, youth camps, vacation Bible school, attends church with their parents, and by their second year at a university, they leave the faith. We have really missed the mark here. Friends, we must repent of this. We must repent of this. And it doesn't matter. It seems like our churches have taken this concept of youth ministry and everything revolves around it. You should see some of the churches that I see. It looks like you're going into Disneyland when you walk into these churches. Everything is ramped up for the kids. Everything that titillates the flesh. Everything that gets people excited. And it's almost like the idea is this. If we can keep the kids interested, the parents have to keep coming. Well, there's a huge problem with that. When the counsel of God is not being proclaimed, when everything that's being done is for entertainment driven, when we're focusing on children, when clearly the Bible teaches for fathers and mothers to focus on children, we have missed the mark. And if you don't believe me, let me encourage you to do this. Go talk to a youth pastor. Someone that's done it for 5, 10, 15 years. Ask them what they think. You know what most of them tell me? Most of them are broken because they see that what they're doing isn't working. They see the kids that they have taught for years and years, and they see what happens when they leave the youth group. They see what happens when they go to the university. They see what happens when they grow up. I recently participated in a project called the Origin in the Schools Project, a wonderful project put on by Living Waters. You can find more about that project at livingwaters.com. And I took 1,000 books of the Origin of Species that had a gospel presentation and a refute to evolution to Oklahoma State University. I called a youth pastor that had been a youth pastor for nearly a decade at a large church, and I said, I need some kids that you know that go to Oklahoma State University to help me pass these books out. And I need kids that you know are solid in the Lord because that's who I need to be working with. I don't need to be working with people that aren't Christians or people that have lost their faith. I need solid Christians, born again Christians. Here's a man that's been in a large church for a long time. No doubt knows thousands of kids. Probably knows hundreds that go to that university. You know what he tells me? I don't know anybody. I don't know anyone that can help you. Friends, we got a problem. We have got a problem. And if you don't believe it by talking to youth pastors, go talk to the youth. Walk up to anyone in your youth group and ask them why they are saved. Ask them, how do you know God? Ask them to tell you the gospel. Let me warn you before you do it. It's going to break your heart. It is going to break your heart. I've walked up to kids that are going to youth groups, not at my church in particular, but other churches, and I would say, why are you saved? These are some of the answers I'll get. Well, it just seemed like the thing to do. My friend did it, or my parents wanted me to do it. What's the gospel? Tell me the gospel. Well, I asked Jesus in my heart. Jesus loves me. Jesus is who I want to live for. What's the gospel? Tell me the gospel. They can't tell me the gospel. Now, friends, how are we saved by a gospel we don't know? Why are we not teaching our children the whole counsel of God? Well, if they were in our churches and our churches were preaching expository through the scriptures, they would hear it. They would listen to it. And listen, I'll tell you, it's not always great for parents to have their little children in church with them. Our church does this, like I said, 2 times a month. We have moved towards a family integrated church environment. And I have small children, and other people have small children, and sometimes they can be distracting. You know, 3, 4, 5-year-old children sometimes don't always listen in church. Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes adults don't either. But wouldn't you rather have them listening to God's Word week by week, day by day, than playing soccer in the back of the church or playing darts at the youth group or listening to some soft message by some other kid that doesn't even know the gospel? I want them in church. It's my responsibility that they learn things. And they're going to learn from sitting right next to me in church, which enables them, when they grow up, to know what a church environment is. And they're going to learn from me at home. And that really is the key here. We have got to be doing family discipleship in our homes. I would recommend a book to you by Vody Bachum, a wonderful man of God, Southern Baptist itinerant pastor. He wrote a book called Family Driven Faith. Now let me warn you, if you read this book, get ready to be radically changed. It talks about some of the inherent issues with our youth groups, with the lack of family discipleship and the problems that has caused. I challenge you, if you read it and you get upset, it's going to be hard to prove it wrong because it's biblical, it draws from scriptures, and it draws from very sound research. But let me encourage you to get it. And let me encourage you to disciple your children each day in your home. I mean, think about all the things we do with our children. Think about the time you spend with them driving in the car, taking them to sporting events, taking them to school, taking them to school plays, taking them to the movies, taking them to the mall. The countless hours you spend with your children on things that are temporary. Football and baseball and basketball are temporary. Your kid may be the greatest basketball star ever, but no one's in the NBA past the age of 40, typically. They got half their life to go. Very few kids get college scholarships. Now, we all want the best for our children. But what good is that if we're not teaching them the things of the Lord? If you're spending countless hours with your child watching television and movies and sporting events, should you not be spending some time talking about things of the Lord? The only thing that is forever, the only thing that is eternal, the only thing that as a parent should matter. Of course you should be. And let me tell you something. What you're going to find out when you start doing family discipleship is you're going to find out that you're just as blessed as they are. There is nothing like reading scriptures and singing songs in your own home with your family on a day-by-day basis. There's nothing like it. I know it's out of the ordinary. If you've grown up in a church in the last 30 years in America, you've probably never heard this before. But it's biblical. And we should repent the way we've been doing youth ministries.